Thursday, July 6, 1837. Saturday. Bridget Donnelly and Catherine McHugh, two Irish casualty women, was admitted in the workhouse on Saturday evening, with an enclosed order from Mr. Tatham, the assistant overseer of Finchley. However, the next day, finding nothing material the matter with them, I filled their belly and sent them away. Tuesday. Mrs. Topper, who keeps Baker's shop on the common, applied at the workhouse on Tuesday for a stout errand boy. Frederick Woodhouse, pauper of Hadley, is desirous of going, but he has none but the union clothing. Thursday, July 13, 1837. Friday. Mr. Roberts and family called to look over the house on Friday afternoon and was much pleased with its appearance. Saturday. William Campan, aged 30, pauper of Finchley, who was admitted in the house on Monday, 15 May, in consequence of sickness, having recovered, was discharged from the workhouse this afternoon at his own request. He expressed sincere thanks for the attention he had received. Monday. Mrs. Grimston of Hadley sent some tea and sugar by her footman on Monday evening for Anne Annell, one of the inmates, and during their conversation in the hall I heard her say to the young man she was not well used and wished someone would take her out of the workhouse. We are not aware of ever giving her an angry word. Therefore, it would be some satisfaction if the board would be pleased to call upon her for an explanation. Wednesday. The stock of last year's potatoes will be gone in a few days. Had we better order some old or use them on the ground? Wednesday. The reading desk in the chapel was brought home yesterday and fitted up the following day as per order of the clerk. Thursday, July 20th, 1837. Monday. Mary Pedler and Jane Carpenter, having been called up at 1 o'clock on Monday morning to attend the cleaning and laying out of the man Dollamore, who died about that time, asked the matron after breakfast if they might send one of the boys for a glass of gin for each, out of their shilling allowed them by the board for laying out, to which she consented, knowing the absolute necessity for it in such cases. But the porter, who was told by the boy that his mistress desired him to fetch it, refused the admittance without coming to ask the question. This is not the only instance of his unbecoming treatment, which, if suffered to go unnoticed, may tend to lessen that feeling of due respect and submission among the inmates, so necessary to be upheld to maintain proper order and discipline. Tuesday. The woman Satchel, on leaving the workhouse yesterday, observed to some of the inmates in the event of her husband leaving her again, she would immediately apply for admission to the house, that herself and family was never so well provided for at home. Paid Pedler and Carpenter for laying out Daniel Dollamore, 1 shilling, as per order of the board. Tuesday. James Rice and John Brand were shut up for 2 hours and sent to bed supperless for throwing stones and breaking 2 squares of glass. Wednesday. Anne Gray and Laura Cooper, two of the inmates, made their escape from the workhouse between 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening and 6 the next morning. We had no reason to complain of their conduct for several days past. They have both got the union clothing on. Wednesday. Willis, the porter, came to the kitchen on Wednesday while we were serving out dinner and abused me and the matron shamefully. In fact, he disturbed the whole house because the plate in which I sent his dinner did not suit him. Thursday, July 27th, 1837. Thursday. Anne Gray and Laura Cooper was brought back to the workhouse by 3 policemen between 6 and 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. We locked them up separate. Gave them bread and water the following day as per order. Friday. The enclosed note from General Dickens was sent to the workhouse on Friday morning. I returned the following answer. Sir, I am sorry to say my instructions from the board prevents me from complying with your request by permitting the woman Davison to go out of the house. I have directions to let her husband to see her if he calls at the workhouse. Your obedient servant, B. Woodcock, Barnet Workhouse, 28th of July, 1837. Friday. Davison's sister called at the workhouse a second time and wishes me to let the woman Davison go out for the day, but I still refused. Saturday. The medical officer visited Anne Gray and Laura Cooper in their refractory wards on Saturday forenoon and asked them if they would like to have gruel instead of water. They said if anyone brought them gruel, they would throw it in their face. Saturday. William Davison applied at the house on Saturday afternoon for permission to see his wife. Leave granted as per order. Monday. Richard Flint, casualty pauper from Finchley, was discharged from the workhouse on Monday morning, order relieving officer. I was obliged to send him out in union clothing, having no others to put on him. Monday. William Davison applied at the workhouse on Sunday afternoon after divine service for permission to see his wife, which was granted. Tuesday. Anne Gray was committed by the magistrate to 2 months' hard labour for going out of the house and selling some of the union clothing. By her own statement, this makes the 13th time she's been in confinement and only 23 years old. Tuesday. William Davison called at the workhouse on Tuesday afternoon and was in conversation with his wife some time.